We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, it's Veterans Day, and you're a veteran, and you have to work. Hardly seems fair, does it? That used to be one of my father's biggest complaints about Veterans Day. He did his 2 years in Korea, and every Veterans Day, he would trudge off to work, and people who didn't serve ended up getting the day off. And that is a very common complaint with a lot of veterans, that people who don't deserve the day off actually get the day off, and those who served are trudging through the snow and doing your job. Not saying it was a huge complaint, but it was certainly in the air, I'll say that much. So this is the day that our country sets aside to honor its veterans. Memorial Day in May is to honor our war dead. Today is Veterans Day, and it is set aside to honor everybody who has served. So I want to take telephone calls from you folks today about your experiences, or for that matter, your kids' experiences in the armed forces. Did they join voluntarily? Were you drafted? How long did you spend in? To what rank did you rise? Was it a good experience? Was it a bad experience? I mean, there is, of course, as there is in many areas of life, a bit of romanticism that is attached to being a veteran. I was talking with one veteran over the weekend who basically is, I mean, this just shows you veterans come in all shapes and sizes and all from all headspaces. And this guy said, enough, I'm a veteran. Yes, I served in the United States Navy, but enough already. So there is also that sentiment out there, too, among veterans, not among people like me, because I did not serve. I wouldn't have passed the physical, actually, but it is what it is. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I would love to hear from those of you who don't usually call the show. I would love to hear from those of you who lurk on the show, who sit back and listen to what other folks have to say, but don't generally call, but you are a veteran and you want to tell your story of how you became a veteran. I would love to hear it. And again, the phone number is, there's several phone numbers. The landline is 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I want to keep the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open today for traffic issues. Now, somebody texted 4 minutes ago, and guys, I don't know if this is true. All I know is what people send me on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. There is an empty 55-gallon drum flying around the skyway going south. I do not have that confirmed. That is a text, and I thought I would pass on the alleged information in case there is, in fact, an empty 55-gallon drum flying around the skyway. Of course, the big question is, unless you opened it up, how do you know that Johnny Roselli is not inside? Granted, it's not Biscayne Bay, but one never knows. I've got word of a one-car accident before exit 48A on the eastbound 90. Very slick road conditions. Now, Alan knows all of the numbers of the exits, and I will confide something in you, and I hope some of you can relate. When I'm driving, I don't go by exits. For as many times as I've taken the 90 and gotten off at the 400 or gotten off at the 219 or gotten off at Hamburg or Batavia, I can't tell you the numbers of those exits. I don't have a clue. I just say the 400 exit, the 219 exit, the Packard Road exit. I don't go by numbers. So if you could specify the name of the street, that would help me greatly so I don't have to pull up my map of the New York State Thruway and, you know, try to figure out, okay, 48A, which road is that? I go by roads and not by numbers. And I know that might strike you as a little bit weird, but it's just how I learned to drive, and it's just what I've done. I could live here 50 more years. And probably will. And I'll still never know the number of the Niagara Falls Boulevard exit. And I've taken that thousands of times in my life. Phil, do you go by the name of the road or do you go by the number of the exit?
The name of the exit. I mean, I'm not even from Buffalo, and I still don't even know half the exits around here.
Okay, but do you say, like, I'm getting off at Transit Road?
Yeah, I don't use the numbers.
Yeah,
no.
I don't use the numbers either. I can't even tell you what the numbers are. I just don't know. And forgive me, it's not like I'm somebody who's here for 2 years and then I'm gone. I've been here most of my life. I want to apologize for Friday's show. I was not at the top of my game, but what happened is about an hour or 90 minutes into the show, I started feeling like absolute dog meat, and I suspect it was something due to something I ate. And it was a real struggle. We were talking about the green light law, and we were talking about legislation, and I was more concerned at that point with what was going to happen between me and the bucket to my right than I was with actually what was going on the show. So I apologize. You did not get my full effort on Friday. When I got home and I took some essential oils, I took something called Digize, and that seemed to settle everything down and was able to pull out a very, very nice night. And then a great Saturday night. Anytime you can call a restaurant and get reservations for 14 of your closest friends, it's a good Saturday night. And yesterday, there must have been 500 or 600 people at the Active Hose Company in Niagara County for a benefit for Mark Novelli featuring some of the greatest musicians in Western New York. Just some of my favorite people in the entire world raising money for Mark Novelli. And I don't know how many people they expected were going to come, but it was absolutely amazing, the love in that room. And that, of course, was followed by a shameless viewing party with friends. So it was a pretty active weekend, so I was happy I was able to shake off whatever was going on Friday. Big believer in essential oils. I know they sound kind of femmy. I know they sound kind of alternative. But given a choice between chewing on a Tums or a Rolaids and taking a Digize Young Living essential oil, I'll go with the Digize every time. It took everything away like that. It was amazing. All right. Are you a veteran? How did you serve? Where did you serve? What did you do? And even if you were not in combat, even if you were stateside, I don't care if you're in the Quartermaster Corps, you, to me, are a hero because you served. You wore the uniform and you played a role, a vital role, in the cog of the wheel that is our military, whether air-based, land-based, sea-based, and soon to be space-based. Let's go to Bill on a cell phone, WBEN. Bill, welcome to the program, and thanks for being a veteran. Tell us about your experience.
And you played a role.
If you could just turn your radio off, we'll get back to you. Here is Gary in Buffalo. Gary, you are on WBEN.
Hey, thanks for taking me. Let me call in. I'm a retired Navy. Spent 20 years in, retired as a chief petty officer. Spent 11 years at sea, and the rest of it was on either at a reserve center or a naval air station. And I would do it all over again if I had the opportunity.
Well, what was the best part about being in the Navy?
The camaraderie, the group of people you were with. You know, people think when you're riding a ship and you're out at sea and you don't pull into port for 35, 45, 50 days, it's a grind because you're constantly working. You're basically working 24 hours a day, and it's a challenge, but it's fun.
I love the sea. What kind of a vessel were you on? What was it tasked with doing?
I was a plank owner on a Spruance class destroyer, which was primarily its platform was anti-submarine warfare. And then I was on a guided missile destroyer, which was basically you went along with the carriers to provide support, air support for the carriers. And then I was on a salvage ship, was my last ship, and that was primarily for salvage. We would salvage, you know, wrecked aircraft that crashed in the water, or, you know, ships that had to be towed that went aground, things like that.
Yeah. Okay, here's a stupid question. Knowing that deep sea diving has its own attendant set of dangers, and knowing what water can do to machinery, when you were able to salvage an aircraft, what was it used for? Was it used for parts, or did they make it serviceable and flyable again, airworthy?
No, they didn't. Usually they took it, they would just, it would be salvaged because they were in such bad shape. You know, I remember we salvaged an F-14 that had crashed, and we went purposely for salvaging it was to get the two pilots out of it.
Oh, I understand. The guys who were not able to eject.
Correct.
Yeah, there was a very tragic case back, I think it was in the 50s or the 60s, of one of our brave pilots who tried to land on an aircraft carrier, and he went into the water, and everybody was trying desperately to get him out of the cockpit, and they just couldn't do it before it sank, and it just is a heartbreaking story.
It is, and that's, you know, I don't remember what happened with this F-14 when it crashed. It might have been the same type thing, but it wasn't in, we were able to salvage it and pull the plane up and get the bodies out, and, you know, that was, it was a very solemn experience, but you know, we were able to return those bodies back to their families, and you got some satisfaction out of that.
Bill, God bless you for your service. We all thank you. And tell us, did you have to work on Veterans Day, or are you totally retired from work and life right now?
No, I work. In fact, I live in Birmingham and flew up here, and I work for a company up here in Buffalo. So I flew in today, and one thing I wanted to mention, I flew in here on Delta, and our plane escorted a service member's body home.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yep, here to Buffalo. And the escort, the military escort, he was on the plane. They let him off first. And then a bunch of us all got around the windows after we got off the plane and watched the procession they did.
Well, God bless his soul. I don't want to go against anybody's privacy. If you have more information you'd like to email me, feel free. My email's tom@wben.com. I mean, sometimes people, as you know, they die of heart attacks. Sometimes they die in accidents. I mean, there's all kinds of ways somebody can die while serving in our military. And that's a heartbreaking story. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. Wow. I don't know if you were on that Delta flight, but a moment of sadness and a moment I hope was honored by everybody on that flight, and I'm sure it was. Veterans Day, did you serve? What did you do? Tell us about your experiences. We get to do this once a year, and then Memorial Day is a very, very somber day. When we do our pre-Memorial Day show. Let's go to Ray on WBEN. Ray is calling from Orchard Park. Ray.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Tom?
Hello, Ray.
We just got back this past weekend bringing our son home from Fort Benning, Georgia, Delta Company 229. He enlisted in the Army National Guard, and he really wishes he would have went active duty right away instead of doing the National Guard, but he decided to go with the National Guard. He stuck with it. And he just graduated last Friday.
So what comes next?
Well, he has his life kind of planned out for him. So really what he wants to do is he wants to go and get his college out of the way. And then he wants to become a police officer, either with Orchard Park or with the state police.
Now, could he be, while he is in college, could he be activated and put on active duty?
Yes. And he knows that, and he doesn't have a problem with that. He knows he could go active duty at any time, and he wants to stick with it, too. So, like, if he ever gets a job being, you know, state trooper or whatever, he still wants to stick with the National Guard, and who knows, maybe possibly go active duty. I know he was trying to get out of one and go into the other, but there was a bunch of logistics on that.
Is there any chance that after he gets his degree that he might enlist and be full-time active duty military?
He sounds like he still wishes he could have done that right from the get-go. There's probably a possibility, you know, he might change his mind, but as of right now, he's happy where he's at, and it was a pretty extensive 14-week training for him. And I got to say, the ceremony they had for these kids and these graduates was really awesome. It was a good time to spend time down there and to see the everything they did, and it was really cool.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Thank him for all of us, if you would.
Yeah, and he did say, and they actually mentioned this down there while during the graduation, that this has been the most graduates in a long time. So they had just under 800 graduates Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, so they said they haven't had that many in a long time.
Happy to hear that. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Veterans Day. We'd love to hear from veterans. We'd love to hear from those of you who, like our previous caller there, have kids who are serving or who have served in the military, whether, you know, National Guard, active duty, whatever. What prompted you to join? It could have been the draft, depending on how old you are. It could have been a voluntary situation, as so many people I know volunteered for service in the armed forces. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. We go back to a cell phone, and Bill, you are on. Hello.
Hello, Tom. How are you this afternoon?
Yes, sir. Enjoying the snow.
Absolutely.
I just lied.
Retired from the Air Force in 2014. With 30
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8 years and 3 months of total service between active duty and Air National Guard.
Wow. What was your role?
My major role is I work in refueling. And I still do that as a civilian contractor up at Niagara Falls. Once I retired, I transitioned over to the civilian sector.
Did you do airborne refueling?
No, sir, I did not. I was on the ground.
Okay. Well, that's obviously, it's a very important part of a mission, making sure that the aircraft has sufficient fuel. And those things, correct me if I'm wrong, but the miles per gallon is not exactly high.
No, it's not. And the aircraft up at Niagara Falls hold 33,000 gallons of fuel.
Good grief. How long would it take to fuel a C-130 if it was, let's say, pretty much empty?
If they were completely empty to a full load, it really doesn't take that long because the equipment we use pumps at 600 gallons a minute.
Oh.
So it really doesn't take that long.
No, that's pretty cool. I know they're not the most comfortable planes to fly in, but they do get the job done.
Absolutely true. I've flown on them many times, and they are not built for comfort. That is true.
What is the most memorable experience? 38 years involved in defending our country. Did you have one most memorable experience that has stayed with you all this time?
I've had many. I've lost friends. I've traveled all over the world. During my career, I've been to Iran, Iraq,
Oman, Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Kyrgyzstan, and my final deployment was 8 months in Afghanistan. During that deployment to Afghanistan, I think my most memorable experience was I got a call late one night. I was in charge of the refueling sector, and I got a call late one night for a defuel truck, which, is opposed to putting fuel on the plane, a defuel truck takes it off.
Right.
All of my, what I called my kids, all of my kids were busy, so I decided to take it. So I got a call that said, we need a defuel truck out to the end of the runway. Well, I thought maybe a plane had gone off the runway and got stuck in the dirt, what have you. So I drove out there. I saw flashing lights. They stopped me and said, give us a little while. We'll get you out there. Well, what had happened after I sat there for several hours waiting to get cleared, an F-16 came in too hard, too fast, and belly flopped and blew out his landing gear. He went off the end of the runway. He went through the perimeter fence. He crossed over the road. He went through the outer fence, and he landed in an active minefield.
Oh my God.
So when they got me out there to where I needed to go, I said, where is the plane? And they shined a spotlight outside the wire. Now, when you're in Afghanistan or wherever, outside the wire is not a place you want to be.
No.
The plane was laying on its belly. They had to build me a road to get out there. Once I finally got out there, the explosives guy said, Sarge, if you don't mind, we're going to sweep that field one more time for you because it's never been cleared from when the Russians were there. I said, not a problem. Take your time. So after 7 hours, we finally got the fuel off of that plane, and they recovered what was left of it. Fortunately, the pilot got away, escaped uninjured, and they recovered what was left of the aircraft.
Wow. That is an amazing story. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate that. You know, I always wondered about the guys on whom they strapped the flamethrowers and the guys who had to sweep the minefields. If we have any of those guys listening, man, I would love to talk to you. And the cruise boats in Vietnam, otherwise known as bait, I'd love to talk to you guys because your stories are just amazing, the courage that you have. I know it's like any other job. You get used to it, but I don't ever get sick of hearing your stories. You know the phone numbers, and we have open lines. I'll get to calls ASAP. It's Powerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, Veterans Day 2019. Welcome to the show. The snow is falling, and if you see any traffic issues about which we need to know, you may use the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, and Alan Harris is watching it intently, and that number is 3930. And for my edification, if you could write down the name of the road if you're talking about an exit, because I said before, my brain, it doesn't matter that I've lived here all of my life except 3 years. My brain goes by Packard Road, Military Road, Niagara Falls Boulevard exit, Kenmore Avenue exit. It doesn't go by numbers. I don't know why, it just doesn't. So that's always very helpful for me. Although Alan, he knows the numbers. But when somebody says exit 48A to me, it means absolutely nothing. But when I hear Pembroke, or I hear Transit Road, or whatever, it makes sense. All right, 338, if you are a veteran, would love to hear your story. We've already had quite a few, and hopefully that will continue. Lines are open for you, and I promise when you call in, I will not keep you on hold any longer than is absolutely necessary out of concern and respect for your time. I had to make a phone call prior to the show today and was on hold for a good 20 minutes listening to bad music that wasn't even American. Now I sound like Don Cherry. Let's go to Al on a cell phone on WBEN. Al, welcome.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hello, Al.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're a veteran.
Yeah. I was a United States Navy, 1961 to 65, and I participated in the naval blockade of Cuba in 61.
Okay. What kind of vessel were you on during the Cuban Missile Crisis?
I was on an oil tanker, a floating gas station.
So your job would have been to supply the other ships in the convoy, is that the right word, with fuel?
Supplied the fleet, yes, you're exactly right. We supplied the aircraft carriers, the cruisers, the destroyers, whoever needed fuel. We had aviation gas, diesel fuel, and black oil.
And for those who don't know, our spy planes detected missile bases that the Soviet Union had set up on the island of Cuba, 90 miles off of Florida. That did not sit very well with the Kennedy administration. At first, the Soviets denied they had missile installations on Cuba, but then I think it was Adlai Stevenson at the United Nations did a presentation identifying every component of what would be a missile base in Cuba. So President Kennedy, instead of invading Cuba, decided to blockade Cuba with the United States Navy so that Soviet supply and resupply ships could not get to Cuba. And eventually they turned around because of the presence of you, Al, and your colleagues, correct?
You said it very nicely. That's exactly what we did. And we patrolled the waters, and I even saw a few of the trawlers with tarps on them, with all kinds of gadgets on them. I don't know what was underneath them, but it was kind of tense.
Were they ours or the Soviets?
They were the Soviets.
Did you guys have any communication at all between the two sides, the American side and the Soviet side, to avoid any unfortunate misunderstanding?
Well, they did. I don't know that. All I know is for a while we were kept in the dark. I was stationed in Newport, Rhode Island. We got underway right away, and we kept going to a warmer climate. Hmm. They didn't tell us where we were going, but we figured it out. And then once we got down there, we knew where we were at.
How long, correct my absence, my gap in knowledge of this, but for how long did the blockade of Cuba last by our Navy?
Well, we were down there, I'm trying to remember, we were down at least a couple months. Even though it was over, we patrolled those waters for quite a while. And we would go down there and just be out there for weeks at a time. And once we fueled the fleet, we'd go and catch a little fuel and go right back out there again.
And, of course, for their part, the Soviets, they weren't really too keen on the fact that we had missile installations in Turkey, really close to Russia.
That's correct. And after that, we went to our ship went to the Mediterranean to help out the 6th Fleet. And there was always tensions over there in Turkey in fact, one day we were fueling right at sea with our carriers, and a Russian sub surfaced right behind us and filmed the whole operation.
Did you moon him?
I wish I should
have. I always wonder because, I mean, you hear about, you hear about the respect and the games that the pilots play. When the Russians will send a bomber very close to our country and we'll scramble fighters to intercept. And, you know, they play all sorts of games, but there is a mutual respect. I wonder if it's the same with the various navies.
Yeah, I never actually saw anybody, close by. But I was only a kid. I was like 19 years old and never traveled anywhere. And here I joined the Navy. I got drafted. So I went down to the Navy recruiter. I said, I don't want to go in the Army. So I had to sign up for 4 years. I went in the Navy. Never regretted it. Saw a lot of stuff, Tom, a lot of stuff. A lot of nice places and that. But it was mostly all Cold War-type maneuvers where you're protecting everybody and just patrolling the waters.
Right, but a vital part of our nation's defense. Hey, just out of curiosity, before the Soviet submarine surfaced, did you guys know that there was a Soviet submarine in the vicinity? Did our sonar pick it up?
Well, when you're in international waters like that, anything can happen. And no, this one surfaced right behind us, but we've seen other ones that would come up just periodically. And I'm sure our destroyers knew where they were, and they would try to get in between them and us. We were always protected pretty good, thank God. But if it would have been hell to pay if one of those torpedoes ever was launched and it hit us because we were a floating gas station. So tense.
Oh yeah, I think we've all seen World War II footage or World War II movies with the guys with the flamethrowers getting hit, and that's like one job that I can't imagine anybody would ever take, even though they supposedly show you during training how it's not really going to blow up in combat, but then it actually does blow up in combat.
Yeah, we actually We actually we lobbied for hazardous duty pay, but they wouldn't give it to us.
Well, so it was 1961 to 1965. How close did you get to NAM?
I just got out when NAM started to heat up. And after I got out, about a month or two after that, they started extending guys for 6 months to a year. So I just missed that cutoff.
Now, I am kind of curious about one other thing. As somebody who would have been in the Navy on November 22nd, 1963, when President Kennedy was assassinated, what was it like being on duty that day when the news came in that the president had been murdered in Dallas? What kind of precautions, what kind of energy and fear and anxiety was in the air?
Well, I was on board a ship at the time. I was in the Mediterranean. And the word came out that President Kennedy was assassinated. And I'll tell you, things will go through your mind. You know, are they gonna? Is this Cold War going to really excel now? Are they going to attack us now? You know, the president's down. I mean, there's all these things that go through your mind. But I guess we prevailed and everything turned out okay.
All right. Great call. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Tom.
That's a very fascinating story. Would love to hear from those of you who are veterans of any branch of the armed forces. How did you were you drafted? Did you volunteer? What kind of duties did you have? Any humorous stories about being in our armed forces? The most memorable thing you experienced, like for example. That guy who just called in, you talk about a piece of living history. I will bet you that there are a number of people listening of a certain age who don't remember or don't recall or never heard of what we now refer to as the Cuban Missile Crisis. Yet there are people who hopefully will call into this program like our previous caller who actually were serving during the Cuban Missile Crisis and in his case was on a refueling vessel that was part of the fleet that was blockading Cuba from any further Soviet stockpiling or resupplying of the Soviet missile bases in Cuba. And, of course, a lot of Vietnam people, I am quite sure, are listening. And the Vietnam people really, in my opinion, you guys got the short end of the stick between Agent Orange and having to fight for your health care and between the crap you took when you came back home, baby killers, going into the airports in California and having hate directed in your direction. Honestly, I don't know how any of you maintained your sanity or your equilibrium because there you were putting it all on the line in Vietnam and you come home and your own countrymen treat you like absolute dirt. Those scars, if they ever went away, took a long time to go away. And it always does my heart good to see the veterans who are wearing the Vietnam Veterans baseball hats and wear them with pride and wear them with pride now. And you can finally come out of the closet, if you will, as a Vietnam or Vietnam era veteran. Are you a veteran? Maybe your kid is a veteran. This is the day we set aside to honor everybody who served in any of the branches of our armed forces. It's also a day that we are keeping an eye on the traffic situation because the snowfall, at least here at our Amherst studios, the snowfall has increased. We do have a report now of an empty blue 55-gallon drum on the northbound Skyway. I think the text before said it was southbound, and they know it's empty because there's no lid on it. Thanks for clearing that up. We didn't want Johnny and a drum to happen in Buffalo, New York. That was what they called, that was the sick nickname for mob figure Johnny Roselli, who back in the 1970s started talking to columnist Jack Anderson, oddly enough, about the Kennedy assassination. And what do you know, Johnny apparently knew something because his remains were found up in a barrel, an empty 55-gallon drum, and I think it was Biscayne Bay, and he was referred to by certain people as Johnny in a drum. It is 3:49. Of course, in a sheer coincidence, right around that time, Chicago's Sam Giancana also met an untimely end when he was frying up sausages in his basement, despite his house being under surveillance by the feds. Totally a coincidence and nothing to do at all with the House Select Committee on Assassinations investigation of the assassinations of JFK and Martin Luther King. I'm quite sure they were totally unrelated events. So we want to hear from those of you who are veterans, those of you who have worn the uniform, how you got in, what you did, good memories, bad memories, the camaraderie that you developed with your fellow people in uniform, and especially those of you who served during periods of great tension or great stress. And we actually had a caller this hour who took part in the blockade of Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis back in the early 1960s. And the phone number is 803-0930. That is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Just a quick note, just a quick personal thank you to the people at the Glen Park Tavern in Williamsville, kind enough to have us as guests on Friday night. And John, the manager, I don't know what kind of magic John is working there, but the place was absolutely mobbed at about 8:30 on a Friday night, and Aaron, the bartender, was absolutely top-notch. It was service like service should be. She was swamped. She was busy between the servers and the patrons at the bar, yet she wasn't too busy to acknowledge newcomers as they came in. So just thanks for a great job and the great time to the people at the Glen Park Tavern. Really made our Friday night very, very special with friends. So thank you. It is 3:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN. We did pay for the drinks. We did pay for the drinks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.